know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. But I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool,
girl. I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can pull the whole thing out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my feet. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by. You can just chill
with
us, or you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me, cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime
baby,
we can hook up,
we can.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Your boy, Pretty Towny, live in the building. Can I play a play? 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday. And the man of the hour and the year, the man of the decade, maybe even the century, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. K. Diddy, Esquire, the Elixir of Love. Are you there, brother? Hello, K. Diddy, K. Diddy, are you there?
Yeah, it'd be nice if the mic was on, but it's on now. How about that?
Oh, well, good, brother. You see, they say sometimes two heads are better than one. I probably need to refresh my page or something, because I could have sworn your mic was on, brother.
But it's all good. I'm here live, not Memorex, K. Dizzle, Elixir of Love, you know.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, Diddy, you with me, sir?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
I can hear you now, but I'm having a little bit of difficulty over here on my I'm having some technical difficulties here on my side.
I hear you live. I guess everybody else can hear you live too, because if we weren't live, they couldn't hear us live.
Okay, I'll go with what you said. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. K-Dizzle, I might need you to operate the switchboard for me because I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we're getting into playology. We're getting into the heart and soul of what this show is really about and has always been about, because I was triggered by a few incidents that kind of moved me. And ladies, I know some of y'all are going to get upset about some of the things that I have to say, because we're going to be getting into the book, Playology, a little bit this week. And some of y'all are going to accuse me of trying to teach men how to cheat and stuff of that nature, while it's no such thing. I'm not encouraging brothers to cheat. I'm just trying to tell the brothers that, as the great K. Dizzle once told me, men sharpen men. And so one of the first things that triggered me this week is a story that I heard locally here about a gentleman who decided to take his, been married for about 12 to 13 years and decided to take his new little sweet thing down to the Bahamas. Told the wife he was in Colorado on a business trip. Wife decides to call the cell phone because she has some things she wanted to talk to her husband about. Nothing serious. She just wanted to check on him. So, being the rookie that he was, while his sweet young thing is in the Bahamian suite just chilling, he's in the bathroom feeling real good about life. Probably just had some good sex. I don't know. Whatever. Had a few drinks. The phone rings. He's in the bathroom singing, taking a shower. Sweet young thing decides to answer the phone because she don't know he's married.
Man, that low jack's a mug, ain't it?
She answers the phone and the wife is like, "Who is this? Let me speak to my husband." Sweet young thing is like, "Husband? Where's your husband?" She's like, "You're answering his phone." Oh, let's just say they had a nice conversation for about 25 minutes. Brother comes out the shower feeling real good. Sweet young thing is sitting on the bed acting as though she's talking to a friend. And she's like, "Oh, my friend wants to say hi to you." And he's like, "Sure, honey." And he gets on the phone, and guess who it is? It's old wifey. Like, "Hello, mother effer." And now he's distraught. Now he's feeling lonely. Some of us get into games that we don't know the rules to. And if you're going to play the game, you have to understand the concept of the game. You have to understand.
Hey, man, you left us hanging there. Wait a minute. The guy was feeling distraught, but what did he say? I mean, what did he do, just not say nothing? I mean,
He ran back into the bathroom, brother. Threw the cell phone down and ran back into the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
That's what the young man did. He didn't understand the rules of the game, Kate, did he? He didn't know the rules to the game.
Oh.
So, you know, wifey's feeling a little bit down, but she's expressing her side of the story. They've been married for a while. Now he's distraught. Not only has he lost his sweet young thing, he's lost wifey. It's an old blues song that says it's cheaper to keep her. Now, there are rules to the game, gentlemen. There are rules to the game, and in the book Playology, yours truly wrote for you. Weigh the consequences of the things you do before you do it, and make sure it's worth it. Was that trip to the Bahamas worth wifey about to get the house in half? Was that trip to the Bahamas worth your 12-year-old son is so mad at you now he doesn't even want to talk to you, and you're hiding from your own family because you're ashamed? You don't want your mother and your brother and everybody else to talk to you right now. Was sweet young thing, who, by the way, you've lost worth all the things that you're going through right now. Learn the rules of the game. Learn to play to win. That's what Playology is about. I'm not encouraging you to cheat. I'm just giving you basic common sense tips, since most of my brothers out there, you don't think with the mind that's up. You think with the mind that's between your legs, and the mind between your legs will get you in a world of ish that the mind up top has to help you clear up. First thing I teach you in Playology, in a section I call the Creeping Commandments, is this. Women are natural-born detectives. They know your patterns, and any changes you make in your patterns are quickly identified. Now, a lot of brothers out there who are full of machismo may not want to admit this, but women are the original players. They really are. They are better than it than we are. But before I go any further, my learned partner, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I can't say nothing. I have to agree with you, because everything I learned, I've learned from females.
Real talk. Say that again, brother, because most men won't admit that, and I second that emotion. So tell them
I said everything I ever learned, I've learned it from them females. Because half you brothers right now could not tell us what your woman's favorite color is.
Real talk.
But I bet she can tell you 3, 4, 5 men ago how that guy likes his eggs cooked.
Real talk. Preach. That's we're taking you to the Church of Playology today. And before we go any further, as always, we got to give a big shout out to the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.name.com, World Movement Publishing, the official sponsors of the show. We also got to give mad shout out to the Playology Trilogy, which is what we're talking about today. Player Step Your Game Up, Playology, and who is she and what is she to you?
Don't forget Players University, SYGU, is currently going through a makeover, but y'all could be soon be go there and get your daily quotes from yours truly, Pretty Tony.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, we get involved in these love triangles. As I said, this story locally kind of touched me this week. But then there are other stories that have touched me. I think I was watching Nancy Grace earlier this week, and a brother, I think he had maybe 6 children or 8 children with the young lady, and he decided he wanted to go out and have a new sweet thing. And when she found out, he took her out viciously because she found out he wanted to cheat. Gentlemen, let me bring you up to speed on a few things here. First of all, Pretty Tony don't have a problem with your urge to have multiple women in your life. It's your right. You're a man. We have things we need to do and things we know we're supposed to do, but there is a time and a place for everything. Another thing I wrote in the book, Playology, is that a married man has no business being a player because it's eventually going to cost you. If you want to play, free yourself up so you can play and let everybody know, baby, I'm a player. I like my women in bunches like grapes. What's good? That's how you handle a game. You have the right to be a player, gentlemen, just like a woman has a right to be a playette if she chooses to do so. But what nobody gives us the right to do is rob anybody of their emotional wealth. Of their emotional well-being for our own selfish needs. Because a player is selfish. It's about him. And if you're a single man, nobody can tell you what to do. You can have 6 women if you choose to. Hell, have 10. But you are a single man, so you have that right. Don't take your wife and your children along for the ride. Because the emotional cost, the financial cost, is something that can break a man. Now, we're going to read a I think we should read a couple quotes, because I've come to realize a lot of you cats out there really don't know the rules to the game. So, I'm going to read you a few lines out of the Playology book, available on Amazon, by the way. First rule in the book Playology I wrote: Side Breezy should never have your home phone number. Your side chick should never have the address to where you reside. Next thing, this is something that an old school player taught me when I was a young buck learning the game about being a player. He looked me dead in the eye. He said, never mess with anything that you can't walk away from tomorrow. Because he said, once feelings get involved, that changes the complete complexity of the game. A lot of you cats out there want to engage in the Casanova lifestyle. You've read about it, you've seen it on TV, and it fascinates you. But you're not using your brain. You can't walk into a hospital and go into the operating theater and say, here, I'm here to operate. They would kick your ass out. Why? Because you don't have a surgeon's qualifications. You can't go to the Dallas Cowboys or the San Francisco 49ers and say, hey, I'm ready to play, if you have no collegiate or high school experience at playing football. So if you were a rook, if you've been a straight arrow, a straight shooter your whole life, what makes you think you can step over into Playerville and suddenly play the game and you don't know the rules to the game? You done strayed off in the Fantasyville. You got to learn the rules to the game, and the only people that can teach you the rules to the game are people who have actually engaged in it and won at the game and were good at it. You can't listen to your stupid homeboy who's still sleeping at his mama's house.
On the couch.
On the couch. You can't listen to your friend who spends most of his time on online dating sites. You got to go find the information you need, such as the information contained in the book Playology. Now I'm going to turn you over to the good Reverend Dr. K. Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love, for a moment. Dr. K. Diddy, school the brothers out there, because today is about the brothers and learning game, brother. What is it you would like to pass on in your elaborate career as a man about town and a man of the world, sir? Is there any advice you would give to the young bucks out there?
I don't know, man. You kind of put it out there so eloquently, man. I mean, letting them know that it's definitely consequences to every action, you know, and like anything in life, you must definitely know the rules before you play the game. And game is used figuratively speaking. You know, life is a very serious thing, but anything you attempt to do, you must prepare yourself. And so it transcends to relationships the same. You know, you have to think about what you're doing and realize that there will be an outcome regardless. There will be an outcome. Now, whether you want that outcome to be favorable or not depends on you and your approach. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can't enhance it any more than what you put it out there, T. You put it out there where they can understand it.
Absolutely. And I know I'm going to get some, you know, negative feedback from this show. I am who I am. I do what I do. I've done what I've done. And I see my brothers out there being lost, being caught up in games that they don't understand, being caught up in let's say, in exercises that they don't fully comprehend. And the consequences are becoming detrimental. And my sisters, too. I want to throw it out there for the playettes. Big one, another story that triggered me. I do research. I don't just come on here and babble. I like to go out and see what's happening in the world, so I consume massive amounts of information. In about 2008, a young lady decided that, she was ready to cheat. She was married to an L.A. sheriff. and she found herself a sweet young thing, a 23-year-old musician who had just moved to Cali, and she decided, man, I'm going to let young boy go on and tap this up for me because I feel like I need to be worked over.
How much time did he get?
What you mean, KD? What you mean, how much time did he get?
Sound like he's going to tell us he put one in her ass, but I don't know. You know, I'm too funny. You know, sure, they think they can do things that we can't do and get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's where it get cold, KD. Here's where it get cold. So the sheriff finds out that she's cheating, and she, you know, the young boy is an American Idol wannabe. So he tells her, he's going to hook her up. Let me meet the young man that you've been talking about, not knowing that the sheriff was fully aware of what's going on. So she took him, you know, she innocently and naively took her sheriff husband to meet the young lover, thinking she being slick. Let's just say, the sheriff put in so much work on this young man. He spent the last couple of years learning how to write, talk, and put his life back together. He tried to put one in the wife. You know, he beat the wife black and blue, but the bullet, the whatever side of the bed she woke up on that morning, the gun jammed. There was no more bullets in the gun, and she was able to get away. You know, the sheriff is doing life now.
Wow.
Once again, engaging in a game she didn't know the rules to. To every action, there is a reaction or a counteraction. Consequence and effect is something we need to think about. I implore you, I beg of you, think it through, because the affairs of the heart can be a very dangerous game. It truly can. You don't really know somebody to the core, because most of us wear masks for most of our lives, so we truly don't understand the full scope and nature of who we're in a relationship with, or we wouldn't do. Some of us like to play with fire. It's sort of like, you know, I have many young ladies, I'm trying to stop using the word hood, but it is what it is. A lot of young ladies from the hood who date real thugs, and you want to play mind games with a thug, somebody who you know is not emotionally or psychologically wrapped up correctly, and you're going to play silly games with them till the consequences and repercussions of your actions or right in your face, and then you want to scream. We've got to think about the things that we're doing. I am a firm believer in being a player or a playette. I am. But there's a time and a place for it. If that's the course of action that you want to pursue, if this is what you want to engage in, be free and single while you do it. That is the first rule of being a player. The first rule of playerology is you are noncommittal. You let everybody know, I'm just playing and enjoying my options. I like to keep my options open. Learn that line. I'm going to give you a name, squares out there, Larry. I'm going to give you the name Larry. Learn the rules, Larry, before you go out there and it costs you not only financially, but it costs you physically or spiritually, and it takes away from you. Hold on. I think somebody's trying to join our topic of conversation here.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is Can a Player Play?
Hi, this is Tammy from Hawaii. I'm calling back in.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How's it going?
We're doing well. Glad you decided to join us.
Yeah.
Are you single or married?
I'm single.
You're single.
Uh-huh.
And sound like you in the bed.
No. I've got a cold. Sorry.
That's quite okay. You know, today we're discussing
rap. Why
would
you think I'm in bed? That's kind of interesting.
Because you got that sexy, laid-back kind of voice, so I was just kind of wondering, you know what I'm
saying?
Oh,
no. Well, you can ask Joe. I'm like this all the time.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I think Joe is going to get jealous. Y'all need to cut that out.
Yeah.
Y'all need to cut that out, because last week you came on the show and professed your love for Joe.
Well, no, Joe and I hang out online, so that's why I showed up for the show.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome
yeah.
to the show. This week, the topic we were discussing is that a lot of times us as human beings, we're prone to make error. We're prone to think with the brain between our legs and not the brain above the shoulders, and there are consequences to the actions that we engage in sometimes when we think with the brain between our legs. And we've all been guilty of it.
Okay.
Especially brothers. So today we're talking about, if you're going to engage in this lifestyle, you should not engage in it while you're committed to somebody else, but you have the right to be a player or a playette if you choose to do so. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Okay, so if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be, but you have the right to be a player or a playette?
No. We are trying to say that if you have committed to somebody, if you are emotionally attached, whether it's common law or by marriage and with kids and such, it is not a good idea to be a player or a playette, because there are consequences and repercussions that you don't think about when you're thinking with the brain between your legs,
okay,
not the one above your shoulders.
Well, I think that if you agree with your partner understands the way it is and they're cool with that, then, yeah, I guess that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to start some controversy and call and cuss me out or something, but thank you for agreeing with me.
I can do that too, but no.
No, not at all. We're going to take that comment, and she just brought a new twist to it. If you want to engage in, an alternative lifestyle, and your partner is okay with it, then that's something for you and the partner to sit and work out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not interested in getting into anyone's business. I don't want the government in it, so why should I be, putting my nose in someone else's? Everyone's different. And the only people that you need to answer to is, your parents and your partner. So think about it. If you can't say anything to your partner and you're just over there whoring around, that's another story altogether. But, whatever works for, the two.
Okay, just brought a whole new wrinkle to the equation.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I wasn't going in that direction at all, but, on Can a Player Play, I go wherever the bus takes me.
He wasn't really thinking about an open relationship scenario, but to me, I can understand how it relates, because it still, at the end of the day, goes back to being honest in your situation. Because true players, they put their lifestyle out there. They live their life. They don't lie. They don't bullshit about it. This is who I am. This is how I roll. You deal with it or don't,
Right.
So. Okay. Now, that brings me to a whole, since I have more knowledge about what this young lady just brought to the table. And once again, even living an alternative lifestyle has rules. Because most partners who engage in a quote-unquote open relationship, one of the rules is I have to know what you're doing, you have to know what I'm doing. But a lot of people who choose to engage in this lifestyle sometimes think, because, okay, me and this person, we went and we had sex with somebody else, it's okay for me to go off and do it by myself. And the rules to the game don't go like that.
And, that's the funny thing is, because the majority of the men can dish it, but they can't take it.
Oh, preach it. Say it again, Reverend.
That's what it is. the majority of the guys, they can dish it, but they definitely cannot take it.
Oh, they're going to be sending you dirty emails now, Diddy. You know they're going to be sending you.
I know, but it's okay. It's okay. I got something for them because them the same ones that want to go beat up the dude and not check himself or the woman, but they want to go beat up the dude.
That's like saying, okay, baby, you can have the relationship too. You can do whatever just like I'm doing. And then you just wait around in the bushes for her new man, then you just put him in the hospital. That ain't right.
Exactly. Or put your crazy self in the pen.
Yeah.
All right. So we have gone smashing into the next avenue now that this young lady is. If you are not comfortable with the lifestyle, don't pretend, because there's only so much you can mask. There's only so much you can fake the funk, because sometimes when your partner's with somebody else, you're not going to be very happy about the moaning and groaning going on over there. And since K Diddy done put it out there,
especially when he puts in more work. Hey, when he puts in more work than you.
Do you know the name of that relationship? The label for it?
What is
Please
it?
Please tell us.
It's polyamorous.
Oh,
polyamorous. I like you.
Okay.
Big
so it's, how do you, some people just call themselves poly. But it's polyamorous, I think. But anyways, you can Google that. But that's basically an open relationship, mutual understanding, but it's not a quid pro quo. It's not necessarily. It's open enough that it may be. If I'm doing this, then my partner can also equally do what I'm doing. It can be, but then it's also where you'll have a relationship with your partner, and you may actually seek out other relationships, and your partner understands it, and maybe your partner isn't interested in seeking out any relationships. So it's actually agreed upon.
And if she does, she has an open credit card.
Well, it depends on what the terms are. You want to know, you know, a lot of people, this was like on Real Sex on HBO years ago, where, you know, a bunch of hippies out there in the middle of nowhere, you know, basically swinging. And some of them don't swing, but some of their partners do. That's what it is. So what you guys are talking about, to some degree, is the same thing.
Okay, there we go. And you see, there are rules of engagement pertaining to the poly lifestyle that Tammy, it is Tammy, right?
Yes.
Yes. There are rules of engagement pertaining to the poly lifestyle that you have got to understand. And that's one of the things we're talking about on the show today, is understanding the rules of the game that you're playing. You cannot fly by the seat of your silk panties or your crotch and just go out all willy-nilly and don't expect chaos to come knocking at your door. There are rules of engagement, ladies and gentlemen, when you choose to engage in a lifestyle that you're unfamiliar with. You have got to familiarize yourself with the lifestyle and then make choices. As I said about the gentleman earlier, he was in the Bahamas having a good time with his sweet young thing. But he forgot the rules of engagement that if you're going to cheat, there are certain common sense rules which you need to know, which is A, you don't leave your cell phone in the same room as your side chick on.
I already know wifey was not a black woman, because if she was, she wouldn't have been talking to that woman on the phone. Her ass would have been knocking on the door.
Oh, you're just going to assume that, aren't you, K. Diddy? You're just going to assume that. And you are correct.
No, I would never say that a black woman would be ignorant and just fly to the Bahamas and do something like that. No, not me.
You would never suggest such a thing, sir.
No.
So, gentlemen, once again, taken straight out of the book Playology, and ladies, I know I expect the hate emails this week. I'm not teaching your men how to cheat. I want to put the public service announcement out there like I like to do, that I do not encourage committed married men to engage in activities outside of their relationship. I in no way, shape, or form encourage that. When I was younger, I made that mistake. I am a product of a mistake like that. So I don't condone that behavior in any way, shape, or form, but I do believe that a man should sow his oats on his own time. And the key word in my statement is on his own time. If you have hit a midlife crisis, if you are a young man who you want to shop around a little bit before you settle down, if you're at the point in your relationship where you think that there are other things out there waiting for you in the world, there is no such thing as having your cake and eating it too. Because at some point, the consequences of your actions are going to come knocking. If you want to play, play. I'm a firm believer in being a player or a playette. You have that right. You have the right to step out and go to the nightclub 7 nights a week if that's what you choose to do on your own time.
Excuse me, Jimmy Joe in the chat room said that women outnumber men like 60-1. So what happens to the other women? They just supposed to be unattended?
You funny as hell.
It wasn't me. I'm just reading it. It was a question.
Whatever. Okay, we're going to take it like that, brother. No, we should not leave the other women unattended in the world. If you think it is your right, your inherent right as a man to undertake the task to have and love as many women as you would like to, you have that right, brother. I think you should do it. I am a firm believer in you going out and loving as many women as you would like to. First of all, public service announcement, PSA, we believe in wrapping it up here on Can I Play a Play. We believe in condoms, birth control pills, sponges, and every other form of contraception that is available to men and women. Please use them. HIV, AIDS, syphilis, and gonorrhea are real. Please use condoms. Now,
well, you can also get, you know, you can get genital warts and you could still be using a condom. HPV can be spread. It's just skin-on-skin contact. So it's not
just
yeah.
Where you get that on the lips, on the cheeks? Where you get that at?
Oh, you guys can get it on the penis, on the balls. You can get it. I mean, it. You can even spread it through oral sex.
Yes,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, you can get it in the freaking face. Yeah. Just
they
Google
even
that
had, a couple months ago, I discussed on the show that there has been a scientific link about this form of throat cancer that is being caused in men because of the HPV virus and so many men having oral sex. So these are all, once again, the consequences of our actions are always available to us. They always come a knocking. Make sure you think it through. Sometimes it's best to stay in your lane.
Stop dining out so damn much. I think that's what you was trying to tell them.
Absolutely. Now, the next rule to the creeping commandments that I'm trying to teach the fellas today, once again, taken straight from the pages of the book Playerology, do not use your credit card that you and the wife share to pay for your escapades. Are you high? Are you stupid? You go and you get a prepaid card. I am teaching you the rules of the game. Now, some of you are not going to like me for it, but it is what it is. I have lived my Playboy lifestyle. I don't have to lie to you. I have retired from that. I am a professor now. I'm a player emeritus now.
Hey, man, you sound like cash don't work. And you forgot to tell her, do not take Snooty Fox towels home in they trunk.
Look at that. A simple thing like that. Why would you take motel room towels home in your car? What is wrong with you?
I just needed a towel. Honey, I just need a towel to wipe off the car. But where did you get the towel, fool?
Thank you. Common sense, gentlemen. And I'm not trying to offend you, lady. Like I said, I know the hate mail gonna come, but I am what I am. I wrote the book. I'm proud of my books. Playerology. Learn the rules of the game, gentlemen. The creeping commandments might save you years of misery. This, another thing, and this is very key in the creeping commandments, and it's a very simple thing, and most of y'all completely overlook this. I will tell you again. K. Diddy told you earlier, women are the original players. They are better at it than us. They are natural born detectives. If a woman loves you, she knows all the little details about you. Now, if you choose to pick up your side woman in the family car, buy a bottle of Febreze so that when you drop said woman off, you Febreze the car, especially, listen carefully, gentlemen, especially the seat belts, because the perfume that she is wearing, because she is trying to attract and seduce you, will be in the seat belt.
Saturated
in the seat belt. Spray the entire car with Febreze.
And you better go vacuum it immediately, because there will be an earring in the seat of a side on the floor.
You have got to. We're trying to save you. Me and K. Diddy are trying to save you, and even though we're running out of time, I implore you, go to Amazon and buy the book. Playerology. It will save you. And for all you squares out there who are always talking about the woman in your dream and yada, yada, get the book. I wrote a book for you, too. Who is she and what is she to you? For all you wannabe players out there who are early in your game, I have players step your game up. Now, these are simple things, and you're scratching your head like, man, Pretty Tony ain't talking about nothing. I am. Most of y'all get busted because your mind sees the big picture. A woman's mind is programmed to the details in the picture. We men are visual beings, so we're just programmed to the big picture. Ooh, she's pretty. Nice booty. I want. I go get. Now you're talking about baby please. I didn't mean to. Baby please. Your boy Pretty Tony trying to save you. The second thing. Another thing, more than the second thing, because I'm giving you this game, and I ain't going to share no more with you because I want you to get the book. Never, ever leave your side woman in the car because she's going to open the glove compartment. Your glove compartment contains the registration to your car with your home address. Because most of us, when we get in our cars are like our personal sanctuaries. We throw receipts in there. We throw the light bill in there, the cell phone bill in there, the credit card bill in there. Because, oh, I got to take care of that. Whatever. Your life is in your car, gentlemen. And while you are in a gas station walking inside, I suggest you pay at the pump. See? Look at that. Look how simple that is. If you pay at the pump, she ain't got time to go to the glove compartment.
They also sell some electric shock devices at your local security store where you can rig it so when she do that shit, it'll give her electric shock.
And here go the cardinal sin of some of you men out there who believe that I'm the man. We all like to believe we're special. We all like to believe that because it happened to Joe Blow, it ain't never going to happen to me because I got this. Well taken care of. Nobody is that good. Nobody is that good. Never. And let me make sure I clear my throat when I say this. I want to get this into your heads, you silly little boys out there and you men out there. Never, ever take another woman to your personal home where you live with your wife and children.
Don't you just laugh when you hear that crap about some woman coming home from lunch and finding her dude in their bed with another woman, or the same silly shit the other way around too.
Right. And this is for you women too. Never take a man to a man's kingdom, his domain. Even if he busted you in the hotel room, he is going to be angry. But trust and believe me when I tell you this. He is going to be three times as angry if he catches you in the bed with another man that he sleeps with and made his children. What is wrong with you people? Newsflash, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever city or town that you're in, you have motels that charge hourly rates if you don't want to pay for the whole day. But let's be real. How many of us going to be in a hotel all day anyway? Get a motel or a hotel room, and like K. Diddy said, pay cash, or like your boy Pretty Tony said, use the prepaid cash. And fellas, we have this habit. This is the last one I'm giving you for free. We have this habit of sticking every receipt in our pockets. Why would you stick the motel receipt in your pocket? Ocho Cinco, what you doing to the receipt for condoms in your doggone pocket, Ocho Cinco? Or Chad Johnson? Now look what it done cost you. Your football career, your condo in foreclosure, you're losing endorsements. You done caught a case. Listen to your boy, Pretty Tony. Because a lot of y'all been, matter of fact, before we go any further, I want to make sure we thank on the show the thousands of people. August was the biggest month in the history of Can a Player Play. Thousands of y'all are tuning in, and we are appreciative and humble of you stopping by to check me and K. Diddy out. We appreciate it. K. Diddy, thank you, good people.
Thank you, good people. Yes. Without you, we couldn't do what we do. And for real, for everybody over here, the entire staff, much love. Now go get the book so we can chop it up some more.
This week is dedicated to the book because, you know, I'm not going to lie. At first, I'm like, man, the book is not needed. Because, you know, but the book is needed. Too many of y'all cats are getting caught up in things y'all ain't got no business. You're trying to play games you're not equipped for. Go ahead, K. Diddy. Go ahead.
No, I was just funny you just said that because I was talking to this guy the other day. It is so many guys walking around with blinders on. They are in denial. Seriously. They're the main ones that need to go get this book and read every last one of them from front to back, and they walking around, you know, can't even look themselves straight in the eyes in the mirror. They living in a total screwed up, dysfunctional situation. But those are the main ones that don't want to go get the book. I'm trying to wonder, why is that?
Gentlemen, the show today is dedicated to my brothers and even to my sisters out there. Knowledge is power. Power is knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge of something, you can't understand it, nor can you deal with it. And that's just the gospel truth. And that is where we are. Too many of us, and I want to put this next public service disclaimer out there, too many of us are resorting to violence. Too many of us are hurting our sisters. And too many of our sisters are trying to hurt us. So the actions that we're taking, it's just crazy. It's like, you know, this Las Vegas showgirl where dude cut her up and encased her in cement under the bathtub, and everybody's like, oh, you know, it was a horrible thing because his actions, I think he should be punished for his actions, because I do not believe in domestic violence. I do not believe in violence against women, nor do I believe in violence against brothers, because there are some brothers out there who their woman is putting hands to them. We don't condone that on this show, even though I'm sure all of us, myself included, have gotten angry enough at a woman where you want to hit her. The want and the urge to hit and the action of doing it are two different things. I have a simple word for you, L-E-A-V-E. It's a real simple act to do. L-E-A-V-E. Leave.
Oh, I got one better than that, partner. And you can write this, you can take this out of King Dizzle's love chapter. And it's called 911.
There you go.
Put your hands on me, I'm calling the cops on you.
It's not worth it.
We can't, because we can't win. You know, they got this thing going on, so a woman beats your ass, it's okay. But you put hands on her, you're going to jail.
And that's for my brothers out there. You really need to listen to what K. Diddy just told you. 8 out of 10 times when the police come, they ain't gassling the woman, they taking the man.
Oh, you going, partner, so you might as well put some handcuffs on you, put your hands behind your back before they get there so they can know, proof positively, you ain't putting no hands on her.
There it is. And I want to make sure we incorporate that message into the show today, even though I was trying to give you a bit of knowledge, even though I was trying to give you a bit of game. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Listen to the show. Don't let your ego get in the way. I've had people like K. Diddy and many other people have come along in my life who have helped sharpen Pretty Tony. One of the statements that I love that his gentleman shared with me years ago was men sharpen men. And that is the absolute truth.
And steel sharpens steel.
If you want to play this game, know the rules. All our actions have consequences. There's too much violence going on. There's too much nonsense going on. Mothers, children are losing their mothers. Matter of fact, I want to make sure I say, rest in peace to Chris Lighty, the hip-hop mega manager who took his own life after arguing with his ex-wife. Just basically went in the backyard and domed himself. That's another thing that triggered me to do this show. I know the end of a relationship hurts. But now you've left all your kids behind, and they got to hear that their daddy took his own life, blew his brain out in the backyard when the kids just saw you and just spoke to you.
The power of the...
There you go. And we're going to be politically correct. We're going to say the power of the vagina. And it is a powerful thing. You see, this is something our daddies and our uncles and our big brothers and our homies never taught us. All they taught us was get the punani, chase the punani. What they did not teach us was the power that the punani can have on you if you're not in control of yourself. Just like a lot of us fathers didn't teach our daughters the power of the penis. We're looking at our daughters who we've raised and taught things, and you see her, and she's doing things that are beside herself, and you're scratching your head because suddenly your child is lost.
I don't know, man. We need to do some research on that, because I think right about now the amount of dudes that's doing that shit is outweighing women. You don't hear too many women going out and shooting themselves in the head because they had an argument with their dude.
Yeah, the numbers, and I will say I'm kind of, like I said, I've been hearing more about the brothers doing it. I am sure women have done drastic things also.
And we ain't saying these guys are bitch-made men. That's not what we're saying.
Yes, indeed, because I even have a story here I came across about a woman who basically killed and cut her husband up because she caught him cheating, and scattered his body parts all around the city. Yeah. Her name was Elise Ramos Matsunaga. She was a Brazilian woman. Caught her husband Marcus cheating in their apartment and decided, hey, she cut him up and spread his body out without, you know, all around the city in a 20-mile radius in plastic bags.
And I was thinking about going to Brazil, too.
We're down to the last 4 minutes of the show. All you folks who are going to listen to us in the archives, or all the folks online, because sometimes when you're online listening to me, I don't know you're there, because a lot of people surprisingly do listen live. Thank you so much for your time. Your boy, Pretty Tony, Dr. K. Diddy, Esquire, the Elixir of Love, and all of us over here at Can A Planet Play. And as I encouraged you in July, and you made it happen, August was our biggest month. I encourage you to tell a friend or two about us so that September can be our biggest month. Our goal for this year is 100,000 listeners, and we're getting there with your support and with your love. Support the movement. For all of you out there that listen to today's show, for all of you squares out there who you want to creep around a little bit, or you want to feel like you got some player in you, get the rules to the game. Play your ology. Learn what you need to do. For you guys out there who want to learn how to attract a woman from a player's point of view, get a copy of Who Is She and What Is She to You. I have simplified it for you in real simple terminologies to bring you success in the game. As always, since we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, thank you to the sponsors, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com, who've been shouldering the burden of this show for a number of years. It is greatly appreciated to the good people over there. If you want to keep up with your boy, Pretty Tony, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Selassie Son. That is S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Like me on Facebook, Pretty Tony LV. I'm sure K. Diddy once got fans out of it. K. Diddy, what you want to tell your fans, brother?
I don't know. They can hit us at K. Diddy 1 at Twitter, a World Movement Twitter. And, of course, the Facebook thing, y'all know what that is. But definitely join us right here on Can A Player Play.
Real talk. We're glad to have you. Glad to see you around. We're going to go out on this note right here. My peoples, Savin Gavia, SavvynGavea.
Like a rose in the spring, and I admire how you're blooming. You make my love come down, or I'm assuming. Just like a fairy tale, you can be my groom. Then travel to another dimension where we assume and trust. We living for nobody but us. See, this is far beyond your physical. Your smile is my rush for real. I'm saying this is more than I feel. There's no description, this is something only heaven revealed. So many wounds that I have carried, you have already healed. I feel protected when you're near me, you're my guide and my shield. It's not a question that you can grant me. All that I ask come from a different kind of cloth, than I'm just stating a fact. I want forever as you want me. You can look into my eyes and follow the stars and listen to what the sky's saying. Among a few of the candidates who should understand, less is more when you proceed in what lies in God's plan.
Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life.
Will you await the sunsets in the east, as elegant as the milk monastery of the ancient of Greece? Baby, I kneel before you, place a kiss to your feet. Know that you're something special and just not in the sheets. My fella, I do adore. Splendid couture, every breath up to your oar. Down to my core, so elated that I'm yours. Ruler of every kingdom, like lions, I hear you roar. Here I am, baby. Love is earned, but never given. Religion is rhyme, not even Muslim, not even Christian. My mission is complicated, even though it doesn't have to be. I can feel your heart beyond your maximum capacity. Told you from beginning, nobody was coming after me. Let's paint a picture, I see a life with you. Good girl, I shall remain, cause baby, I'm right with you. Remember many days I was spending with nights with you. Now we spending eternal when
same
I'm sharing my life
share.
With you.
I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life. Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that is good.